Congress is back in session this week after the 4th of July holiday, but with all the recesses and holidays coming up before the November elections, there's little time left for them to actually do any work.
They go back to Congress for a brief period of time, in which then they go for the August in-district work period, where they go back into their districts until after Labor Day. And then you start penciling that out in an election year. There's not very many days of Congress that Larry would be in session in September.
Gromark Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations Chuck Spencer says transportation legislation is something Congress does need to act upon soon.
We know that the highway transportation bill and its funding mechanism will have to be addressed. It needs action prior to September 1st. So you will hear and we will watch a tremendous amount of discussion over how highway funding should be conducted, whether they're going to pass a short-term or provision or try to go with a one-year provision to continue the highway construction projects that we have. And I think we all know with the severe winters we've had, particularly in the northern half of the United States, we need pothole repair, we need bridge reconstruction. So I think that they understand that need is on the platform and plate, and that's something that they're going to have to address.
Spencer says the transportation bill may offer a chance to get new funding under the Water Resources Reform and Development Act to move up construction of new 1,200-foot locks on the Illinois and Mississippi rivers.
That would be 9 cents of additional fee on a gallon of diesel fuel that towboats would use. And that would move the construction, if we were able to get that fee implemented, it would move the construction start date all the way up to 2020 for new 1,200-foot locks. And that's something that there have been producers that have worked over 20 years to try to get this accomplished. And it's just a difficult matter to try to raise funding at a federal government level in this climate. But I think people are continue to understand this, and we may see some opportunities here in the Senate if they pass the highway bill before September.
Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania has offered an amendment to the Highway Trust Fund bill that calls for a 9 cent per gallon increase in the barge fuel tax. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.